Wendy, my prayers were answered earlier this year when Netflix decided to bring back Lost in Space. It's really good. I've only seen the first two episodes so far, but I'm enthralled with what I've seen.
I have them DVR'd.
Oh, you're going
to
love them.
Trying to correspond when my husband and I can watch them together.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to cheat and watch them on my own.
That's fine. That's fine. Maxwell Jenkins joins us live in studio right now. He is the new Will Robinson in Netflix production.
Danger.
Lost in Space.
Danger.
How are you, Maxwell?
I'm doing great. How are you?
First of all, I'm a fan. Wendy will be a fan very, very soon. This is life-changing. You're Will Robinson.
Yeah. I mean, when I found out about it, I was over the moon because I grew up loving science fiction, like Star Trek, Blade Runner, anything. You name it, I watched it. So being in such an iconic, you know, sci-fi series was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Had you seen the originals? You didn't. Come on, be honest.
Well, you know, it was 50 years ago, so I think the first time I heard Danger Will Robinson was on a Family Guy episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny. That or The Simpsons is how kids learn about history.
Yeah.
Now, one of the bonuses of getting to be Will Robinson in this production of Lost in Space is you've become friends with the original Will Robinson, Billy Mumy. How did that happen?
Well, Bill came to set one day, and as you know, he made a cameo in our series.
I didn't know that, so it's beyond episode two, obviously.
It is in episode one.
Way to pay attention.
I didn't know that.
He was the person that Dr. Smith stole the coat from.
Oh, I never thought of that. That's genius. All right, very smart.
Oh my God, we have got a kid who stumped Bill left. This has never happened before, Max. Ever.
Ever.
Boy, if you can't do a show, Max should fill in
for
you.
I know, you're in.
Don't worry, I got you, Bill.
All right, so thank you. That's very nice of you. So you guys hit it off immediately?
We hit it off. Yeah. I had an assignment to do for school. I had to write a song about one of my heroes. So I picked Pete Seeger, and he came to set that day. And we bonded over Pete Seeger because he's a huge Pete Seeger fan, and he has one of his banjos.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
It's awesome. So we hit it off. We wrote a song together.
What's the song? What'd you guys write?
It's called This Machine. My band Cowboy Jesus is going to play it, and I really want to record it with Bill.
You have a band?
Yes.
He's all into folk music. I remember talking to your dad who runs, the Midnight Circus?
Midnight Circus, yeah. It's called Cowboy Jesus and the Sugar Bums. We play a few folk songs, but we've turned them into like kind of rock and roll punk songs.
Yeah.
So we focus on like classic rock or like newer rock.
Now, here's my fear for you, Maxwell. You have a band. You're a TV star. I don't think the girls are going to like you. I can't see a scenario where the girls like
you. Okay, so it bottoms it out because I'm a nerd at school. I love
science. Can I tell you, nerds are very popular these days.
Thank you.
I mean, really, seriously, nerds.
That's true.
Every girl likes a guy who has a little inner nerd in him.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
You're going to do all right.
I do remember you being a musician because when your dad was here talking about the Midnight Circus, which we should have him up to talk about again when that happens, I remember saying, you know, does your dad play too?
I think my dad wishes he played. We're in a very musical family, and my dad is very talented at live performance.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think music is his skill set. Public speaking is very much a skill set. We like to joke in our family, there's no protest that we're not at. When I was 5 years old, he took me to Wisconsin to protest for the teachers' union.
Oh, wow.
That's his skill set, public speaking and stuff like that.
Not music.
All right, so protesting and Pete Seeger, you know, folk music was all about protest pretty much.
Yep.
Are you going to add a political career to your repertoire someday?
Me and my family are very active in public schools. As you know, in Chicago, they make it hard to go to public schools, but I go to my local public school, Coonley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we fight for public schools because we think that's the way it should be.
Good.
God, he is a complete package. At how old are you? 13?
I'm 13. Last week.
Just turned
13. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. What advice did the first Will Robinson, Billy Mumy, give to you? Was there a moment where he said, "Hey, you're going to play this role. You got to do this."
Well, Bill has been so supportive of everything that we've been doing, and I'm so grateful for that because he didn't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two pieces of advice that really stuck with me. One of them, Jonathan Harris, the original Dr. Smith, gave to him, never deny a stunt person a check, which, from what I've heard about Jonathan Harris, is very much what he would say.
Yeah.
And the other is always have fun.
Oh, that's solid.
Because he said no matter how dark the location is, no matter how hard the scene, no matter how emotional you are, no matter how tired, you know, you always got to remember to have fun.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. There's no point in doing it if you're not having fun. And that stuck with me and it changed
everything.
Great
advice.
All right. You're 13 years old. You're an actor. You're a songwriter. You're a musician. You're an activist. Do you do anything that other 13-year-olds do?
I play Fortnite.
You do? Okay.
I got a gaming computer for my birthday, which I was so happy about. So I've been getting that set up, and I go to my public school.
So when you go to school, you're probably the only TV star in your class, I'm guessing, right? Are you treated differently by the teacher, by the students? How are you treated by everybody?
I've known the kids in my class since I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
We've been in the same class, so they've been really supportive of me. And
why aren't you advancing? What's going on there?
No, we just stick together.
All right.
But
see, that's cool because they knew you before.
Yeah.
So they know you and like you for what you are, so this is just a bonus.
And my teachers have been so great. They, while I was on set, they would send me the work that I had to do, and they've been so accommodating of everything. And
Is it hard to do schoolwork when you're on set? I mean, you're a TV star.
It's, thanks, but it's very tricky. It's very tricky in the beginning because you'd go from doing this very emotional scene, and then you do 20 minutes of school of like trigonometry, and then you go back to doing the emotional scene. So in the beginning, it was very tricky, but like I said, the on-set teacher was so amazing.
Yeah.
My teacher's back at home. My friends kept in touch with me and filled me in on any work that I was missing.
Do you think you've changed at all? Just if you could step away from yourself for a second and look at you, have you changed in any way?
I think all people are constantly changing.
Yeah.
I think that's just part of who we are, whether we like it or not. I like to think that I haven't changed for the worst. I like to think that my friends and my family have been keeping me grounded.
Yeah.
Like, if, you know, I woke up the first day when I was back from Vancouver and I said, Greg, who's our first AD, can I have a breakfast burrito? And my sister just looked at me and punched me right in the arm.
Like, go get it yourself?
So, like, go get it yourself, Max. So I think they've been doing a great job of keeping me grounded. I'm really thankful for that.
Your mom is behind you, and she's got to be she is beaming. Mm-hmm. This kid is, like, more adult than Bill and I put together.
Yep.
Aw. Wow.
See, you haven't changed at all. When we got this show, Wendy, day one, goes out and she bought an ostrich. Like, why would she do that? You don't need an ostrich.
Nah.
An ostrich bag.
Right, an ostrich
bag. No, I wouldn't do that because I'm an activist for animals, too.
Same.
All right, well, it is a pleasure meeting you. We're going to take a quick break. If you haven't seen it yet, it's the new Lost in Space. And big news, someone texted us as we said we were going to be speaking to you. Has it been renewed? Go ahead, give the announcement.
Season 2, we just found out yesterday. I am so excited to go back and see all the cast and crew, my space family. So tune in because there's going to be a season 2.
That's great news. That's such great news. All right, stick around. We've got more ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Maxwell Jenkins is here. He is Will Robinson in the new production of Lost in Space, which you can see on Netflix. You can see season 1. We just got the good news yesterday that season 2 has been renewed. Where were you when you found out about season 2?
I was doing homework, studying for the Constitution test that I had.
Yeah.
And I was checking my email because I was sending an email to my teacher, and I see an email from our showrunner, Zach Estrin.
Yeah.
And it says, shh, but we got a season 2.
Wow.
You can't announce it yet, but I'm telling you this early. And, you know, it was amazing.
That's
to
great.
Hear.
That's
great. He's like, get ready because we're getting lost in space again. So, you know, I was over the moon.
Yeah.
All right. So you were studying for your Constitution test. I hope you went back to studying. You had your Constitution test when?
I had it. So it was in the morning when I found out. And then I had the test that day.
And how'd you do on it?
I got a 100%.
Oh, you could have done better than that.
God, he's smart, too. Add that to the list of things. We thought
100%, Maxwell.
100%.
Wow.
I mean, and it's funny because I missed a lot of the days that we were studying. I mean, I did have a teacher on set, which was very helpful.
Yeah.
But, you know, I missed a lot of the worksheets that we were doing.
Fantastic.
So.
Congratulations.
All right. A teacher on set, I might have been a bad influence off the air to Max. And I said, you know, God, if I'm a TV star, I'm going to blow off school. But they take school very seriously there, don't they?
Very seriously. And it's very important. You know, without school, once you're in between doing all this crazy stuff, you have to go to school.
Right.
You want to make sure you're caught up with your class.
And on the set, if you get one wrong, the robot gives you a laser blast, right?
Yep, just a laser blast or like one of those like predator punches.
All right, so we thought, since you just took the Constitution test, this came up last week, we were talking about it. We take it, you have to take it to graduate. They scare you into studying, and they mean that. And we forgot a lot of stuff, so can you remember some questions? Maybe you can quiz Bill and I and see if we know the answers to the...
Yes, absolutely. So the first one is, what are the qualifications to be a senator?
Oh, that's a very good one, Wendy.
Why do you let me go first?
Ladies first.
You have to be a U.S. citizen.
Yes, for how many years, though?
9 years.
Yep.
Oh, very good. And if I may, you have to win the election.
very good.
Is it age 30 is the minimum age?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you the only reason I know this, Max, is because last week we went over this and we were totally wrong.
Yeah. We did very poorly.
So I'll tell you the answer. It's 30 years old.
All right.
9 year citizen.
Yeah.
And you have to live in the state you're representing.
Oh, that's
right. All right. That's the other one.
All right. Yeah,
very good.
And how many amendments are there to the Constitution?
Bill, you got this one.
Tons of them.
19, 25, 32, you can tell me, I don't know. Did I say 27?
There is 27,
there's
right?
27 amendments.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
What are the qualifications to be president?
Well, none anymore.
That's gone out the window. There was a time where there were qualifications, Max, but those days are gone.
Yeah, okay. What is the First Amendment?
Oh, God. The First Amendment. I know the Second Amendment is the right to bear arms.
Yep.
The First Amendment is thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not kill, Wendy.
We're kind of doing it right now, the First Amendment.
Free speech.
Freedom of speech,
yep.
Freedom of the press, freedom of religion,
yep.
The right to assemble, and the right to petition the government.
Very nice.
My God.
Very nice.
He's unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, it's fresh in my mind. I took the test yesterday.
Yeah, 100%. Just wait till you're our age. Someone will quiz you, and you'll sit here and go, oh, I don't remember.
I have a Lost in Space question. When they show the robot, is there somebody there dressed like a robot, or is it all kind of blue screened in later? Because it, especially in episode one, that's a very scary robot you got there.
Well, sometimes it's sometimes there's this man in a suit, and the other times it's not even there. We relied a lot on CGI.
Yeah.
But even when it was a man in the suit, you know, there's so much technology, so much CGI, they have to run it through afterward,
yeah.
That it ultimately looks like and feels like a robot.
Yeah. Have you ever been scared? Does it ever scare you, or are you above that?
The first time I saw it, so I grew up loving robots when I was 5 years old. My dad bought a DVD of The Iron Giant, and to this day, I still have never stopped watching it on my birthday. I still have never stopped watching it on any special occasion.
Some of Vin Diesel's finest work.
But you know, getting to see that Iron Giant, and it reminded me a lot. The relationship between Will and the robot reminded me a lot of the Iron Giant.
Yeah.
So when I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, I get my own Iron Giant.
Yeah.
I get my own Iron Giant.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Feels great.
Molly Parker plays your mom, Maureen Robinson?
Maureen Robinson.
Right? She was in Deadwood. Can you just ask her, just during a quiet moment of shooting, is there going to be more Deadwood? Because I need more Deadwood in my life.
I will ask her.
Please.
For sure. I'll call her right after this.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Someone had suggested I watch Sense8, which was also on Netflix, and you were in that, and you just told me something off the air, which I didn't think of. I said, oh, I really enjoyed it, and you're like, yeah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, well, I'm very young to be able to see that. So we were fast forwarding through the majority of it, but getting to work with the Wachowskis and everyone on there, that was a dream come true. The Wachowski sisters, they're amazing.
Yeah.
And to think of that, though, you're in something that is probably very mature for you to deal with. I didn't even think of that.
How old will you be when you can watch this movie?
When I can watch Sense8, I'll probably be 15, 16.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A couple years off.
Right. Three.
All right.
But
you should have made it a provision. If I get 100% on my Constitution test, I get to see Sense8. That would have been the deal.
I should have. Or if you get straight A's, I hear you get to go to Margie's Candies and get a free ice cream sundae.
That's a good deal.
So
that's a great deal.
I think I'm going to do that. You just got to bring your report card. So I got to make sure not to lose it this time.
Flash forward 10 years from now. You're 23 years old. What are you doing then?
I want to be a director of photography.
Yeah.
Or I want to be a research geneticist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I was filming a movie, which we filmed right out on right out here on this corner.
Which one? Which movie? Can you tell us?
The Headhunters Calling. I played a boy with cancer, so we went to do research, and we met a lot. We met a few cancer patients, and we met doctors, and that was very world opening.
Yeah,
and one of the doctors there took me to her lab, and she's a geneticist. She went to MIT for college, and then Harvard for grad school. Mm-hmm. And she showed me all the cool experiments that they're doing. It really awakened me and made me want me to help people.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. That's
Gerard
so nice.
Gerard Butler is in that movie. Remember we saw him out here filming?
Yes. Right out here. Yes.
Yeah. I was right out there. You probably didn't recognize me. I shaved my head and I was much smaller.
Because you were 12 then.
I was 10.
Oh, were you 10?
10 and 11.
Wasn't that long ago?
A couple of years ago. Wow. It is a pleasure to meet you. We met your dad, Jeff Jenkins, and your mother, Julie Jenkins, is here. They've made the Midnight Circus, and are you an acrobat? Is your dad an acrobat? Are you in the circus? I know your little sister is. What's her name?
Her name's Samantha, but you can call her Sam. She's the best. But we're all in the circus. We're a circus family. Even our two rescued pit bulls, we're huge animal rights activists. My dad works for the Humane. My dad works for animal rights and stuff.
I just adopted a puppy.
You did?
Yes,
amazing.
I did. Rescue dog.
Rescue your dogs. Adopt, don't shop. Our two rescued pit bulls perform in it. We get elite level acrobats from all over the world, and we get to bring these communities together that, you know, some communities in Chicago are driven apart by violence, anything of the sort.
Yeah.
So we go to the parks and we bring these communities together.
That's excellent. In a day when circuses are criticized for their treatment of animals, you guys have gone the opposite route.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
And MidnightCircus.net, we have to have your dad on again, and your mom's welcome to come back as well to talk about the Midnight Circus. When does that kick off? Soon?
I believe it's August 25th. Is when we start. I think we're going to be announcing the park soon, I hope. I don't know. But
is there anything you don't know? Is there a question we could ask you right now that we would stump you? You're amazing.
Probably,
there's
probably
a weakness. What's the weakness? Tell us what the weakness
there's
is.
There's a weakness. It would, you know, I like to think that I'm good at some math, mm-hmm. but geometry is really some.
You.
It just kills me.
Cleaning my room.
Well,
cleaning my room.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, messy room is a sign of a genius. Yep. That's what I always said to my mom.
It is. Max, we're so happy for you. Continue success. Keep doing what you're doing. And congrats on season 2 of Lost in Space. That's wonderful news.
Can we follow you on social media? How do we find you?
Yes, it's on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's at Maxwell Jenkins 8. Maxwell with two L's. And then Jenkins, Jenkins.
Pleasure to meet you.
Awesome. It was a pleasure
to meet you. Thanks, Max. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Feel bad about ourselves for being adults and not accomplished what Max has already accomplished. And then some news. It's Bill and Wendy and WGN.